I've got Leah Lilly in the studio. Did you go near the water today because it was raining?
Not the ocean, but I did get a bit wet coming in here this morning.
Yeah. No, you didn't have an umbrella?
No.
Damn.
No, just hoodied it up, denim jacket, and I'm away.
One piece of advice. Do not buy an umbrella from the supermarket because they are really, really fragile. They are not
made of glass.
They're made of porcelain, yeah. No, but mine got its back blown out the other day, and it hasn't been the same since. Wow. So, yeah, it's the wind just like did that thing where it inverts the umbrella completely.
Yeah,
it's gone.
The classic.
It's gone to, yeah.
The
yeah.
classic. It's I don't remember the last time I actually used an umbrella. It's been a while for me.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Well, yeah, other than umbrella talk, how you doing, Jay? It's been a hot
season. Yeah, no, it's been good. Got some exciting stuff coming up. Put out a song just last Friday.
Yeah, That Girl?
Sweet. That Girl, yep.
Who is That Girl? Her name's... Her name's Patricia.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of just wrote it about someone I used to know quite a while ago, and then... Yeah. As you do as a musician, you know, you really draw from life.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought you just made shit up.
Well, you can. People do that too.
Either or.
Yeah. It's really up to you.
Oh, that's cool. So it's based on autobiographical.
It's loosely
fictional biography, whatever you call that.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Did they know the song? Have they been like, is this about me?
No.
Oh, damn. Do you want them to find the song?
It would be pretty funny. But yeah. I don't know. I doubt it would happen, but yeah.
That's chill. I love little stories like that.
Yeah. It's a special Easter egg to just one day discover, like, hold on.
Hold up. When I was listening to it for the first time, I noticed there's a sample. I mean, it's kind of hard to not notice it. I'm sounding like I'm a noticer, but I'm not really. There's a sample in the first, like, 30 seconds. Where's that from?
It's from a movie. It's Before Sunrise. Such a romance movie.
Aw.
Just really pulling from the, you know, the romantic aspect.
Yeah, really going on the romance angle. Is that a movie that you quite enjoy?
Yeah. I was a big fan. I was a big fan of it. And then I was just kind of... thought of the idea of sampling from a movie, and I was just like, have always been a fan of that one, and then just looked for a good little line that could fit in.
nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do when we add the sample. We just hammer it in the song. We just like
it's on an assembly
just
line,
slap just it on
like a blacksmith.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, I did notice that sample. I like the song quite a lot. I also kind of picked up an Arctic Monkeys kind of influencing.
Yeah, yep.
You're a fan of them?
Yeah, I'm a big Arctic Monkeys fan. Nice. Alex Turner definitely prefer the old stuff.
Yes, like Brainstorm. I definitely got
the kind of drums on Brian Storm.
Crazy drums, crazy guitar, but also the vocal effects sound very similar to what you're doing here.
We tried something different for these ones. It was like we had a harmonizer, and then so I added all these just like crazy kind of like tones and like higher pitch stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what's making the kind of like the distortion.
Yeah. Cool. And some of the falsetto parts. Yeah.
Sounds real good.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Real mean.
Yeah. Made it with Sam Charlesworth.
Oh, hell yeah.
Legendary Dunedin producer.
Yeah. Shout out to Sam Charlesworth. Yeah,
shout out to Sam Charlesworth.
Shout out, Sam. Yeah. Now, recently, you've been, you know, you are a prolific social. You're like up there with DJ Bax in terms of your social media kind of output.
DJ Bax is tight.
I think DJ Bax is like more of a memey guy. You're more of a story kind of guy with your reels.
Still silly
and kind of shitposty, but not as like But I got applaud that. But recently, there's been some like manager guy who's in your reels, and he's kind of bossing you around. Are you guys all good?
No, we're all good.
You're tight.
Yeah, I thought, you know, it'd be good to just keep a bit of a veil of secrecy around his identity.
Oh, yeah.
But he really keeps me in line, you know. He really keeps me on my stuff, you know, on my work, so that I'm not, you know, falling on the wayside.
Yeah.
Keeping that content going.
Exactly. So he's kind of the one who's, like, really, really pushing for you.
Yeah, behind the scenes, you know. For sure.
Awesome.
For sure.
He's like your Elvis, and he's like your Captain Tom, whatever his name is. You familiar with that, Jan?
No.
Okay, don't worry. So you've just released this single, That Girl. Is there more stuff coming out anytime soon? An EP or an album?
At the moment I'm just kind of like making singles, so I'm just trying to smash out some singles. But
Yeah. Hey, aren't we all?
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, that was horrible. Hey. I'm taken. I don't know why I made that joke. I'm taken.
Well, you know, maybe it was just slipped out. You know, it's on the mind. What can I say?
It's my birthday. I'm being a bit silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, cheers, man.
I did not realize that. Whoa.
Yeah, no, so I try and keep it a little bit low-key.
Yeah,
I was going to try and keep...
announce it on radio.
Yeah. The most low-key way to announce your thing. Anyway, so more singles.
Yeah, more singles on
more
the way.
More smashing singles.
More singles. Smashing them out. Yeah, more stuff with Sam. Got another manager, you know, meeting, I think, coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be down to do that. I'm sure he's very keen for a manager meeting.
Yeah.
You're playing at Pearl Diver this Saturday. Yep. Is that your first time playing there?
It is. Nice. It is. Yeah, nice. No, it should be fun.
With Pearl Diver, do you have to be a bit more acoustic?
I'm not sure. They haven't really said anything, but I imagine we'll, you know, crank it to a suitable level.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that, like, they sometimes run into issues with volume and, like, people living around... in the apartments close by.
Yeah. Well, maybe those people shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Maybe they should
Maybe they should be downstairs in the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoying good music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In front of them instead of from their room.
Yeah, man. It's man, that kind of links in with the whole Saved Need and Light music thing, right?
Yeah.
I was chatting to someone earlier about that on the program. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
Very annoying. Yeah. So there's been some concerns about noise, but otherwise it should be good.
Mm.
How do you recreate the kind of like distorted vocal effect with?
I have a guitar pedal that I run my vocals through.
Nice.
And then, just adds, like, the...
Adds some riz.
Yeah, the riz.
The riz factor.
The riz, yeah.
Leo Rizzy.
Yeah. Well, I hit the high falsetto, and then the harmonizer just kicks it up even higher, and so it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Your last name is spelled Lilley, but it's still pronounced Lily.
Yes.
How many people get confused about this?
It is quite common. Actually, on my last birthday, my auntie messed it up.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it was a couple of months ago. But
still happy birthday.
Yeah, so even people in my family that have known me my whole life are messing it up.
How did your family mess it up? I guess that's your different side of the family.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though. You'd think you'd know.
Yeah, you'd think you'd get it.
Yeah. That's remarkable.
Mm.
That's really a story to tell. Well, I think we've had we've probably run out of time for this corridor, but thank you for coming on.
No worries. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, always a pleasure. We'll have to get you on more.
Yeah, sure.
Any final messages you want to leave the kids with?
Check me out on social media.
Check me out in general.
Instagram, Spotify, you know, all those good places.
Yeah.
Playing shows in Queenstown, Dunedin, and then also near the end of the year in December on Crate Day, actually, in Wellington.
Awesome.
That's exciting stuff.
You know, I don't agree with David Seymour on much, but I do agree that Crate Day should be a national. That's something I agree with him on.
It should. We'll be celebrating big time.
Yes, for sure. I'm glad to hear. Yeah. It would be weird if you weren't.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on, Leo.
No worries, and, cheers. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And your song is one of our Mazagran hit picks this week. It's That Girl by Leo Lilley. You're listening to The One. Coming up next, we have Jaira Luna, who's going to be talking about an upcoming on-campus production called Destination Eros. Let's hear more about that later on. Here's Leo Lilley with That Girl.
Really fall in love and know everything about someone. The way he's gonna port his hair, which shirt he's gonna wear that day, knowing the exact story he'd tell in a given situation. Sure, that's what I know I'm in love. It was maybe
some time ago. That was a Radio 191 FM podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.